Saturday, February 9th, 2019. It doesn't have to be that way. There was once a man who was all alone in a hotel room in Canada. The man was in a state of deep depression. He was so depressed that he could not even bring himself to go downstairs to the restaurant to eat. He was the chairman of a large company, but at this moment, he was absolutely overwhelmed by the pressures and the demands of life. And he laid there, on a lonely hotel bed far from home, wallowing in self-pity. All of his life, he worried about everything, anxious and fretful, always fussing and stewing over every detail. And now, at midlife, his anxiety had gotten the best of him, even to the extent that it was difficult for him to sleep and to eat. He worried and agonized about everything, his business, his investments, his decisions, his family, his health, even his dogs. Then, on this day, in a Canadian hotel, he cratered. He hit bottom. Filled with anxiety, completely immobilized, paralyzed by his emotional despair, unable to leave his room, he moans out loud, "Life isn't worth living this way. I wish I were dead." And then he wondered what God would think if he heard him talking this way. Speaking aloud again, he said, "God, it's a joke, isn't it? Life is nothing but a joke." Suddenly, it occurred to the man that this was the first time he talked to God since he was a little boy. He is silent for a moment, and then he begins to pray. He describes it like this: "I just talked out loud about what a mess my life was, and how tired I was, and how much I wanted things to be different in my life. And you know what happened next? A voice. I heard a voice say, 'It doesn't have to be that way.' That's all." He went home and talked to his wife about what happened. He talked to his brother, who was a minister, and asked him, "Do you think it was God speaking to me?" The brother said, "Of course, because that is the message of God to you and every one of us. That's the message of the Bible. That's why Jesus Christ came into the world, to save us, to deliver us, to free us, to change us, and to show us that it doesn't have to be that way." A few days later, the man called his brother and said, "You were right. It has really happened. I've done it. I've had a rebirth. I'm a new man. Christ has turned it around for me." Well, the man is still prone to anxiety. He still has to work hard, but now he has a source of strength. During the week, he often leaves his work desk and goes to the church near his office. He sits there and prays. He says, "It clears my mind. It reminds me of who I am and whose I am. Each time as I sit there in church, I think back to that day in that hotel room in Canada and how depressed and lonely and lost I felt. And I hear that voice of God saying, 'It doesn't have to be that way.'"